Because the U.S. and Israel have had such a close relationship for so long, the recent tensions have been much discussed among Jewish Americans. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this look at how they feel about the Obama administration's handling of Israel and the Middle East.
For most American Jews, Israel is not the top priority. So when you ask how the American Jewish community views the Obama administration, Jeremy Ben-Ami of the group J Street says you need perspective.
American Jews care about the economy. They care about health care. They care about banking regulation, the oil spill. Those are the things, just like all other Americans of other faiths and backgrounds, that's the basis on which they form their view of a president and of an elected official.
But there is a vocal minority of Jews for whom Israel is the most important issue. These people tend to be more religious, more politically conservative, and more troubled by the way things have gone under the Obama administration. One snapshot involves the lack of a snapshot. President Obama last hosted Netanyahu at the White House in March. It was shortly after Vice President Biden returned from a disastrous visit to Israel, during which the Israelis announced a major new housing project in East Jerusalem. The Obama-Netanyahu meeting took place at night, without reporters.
And a photograph of their meeting was not taken, or at least was not released. And a lot of people in the pro-Israel community viewed that as a snub.
Nathan Diamond is with the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations of America.
There were real incidents, and there were real disagreements, but things got plugged into a narrative so that even things that were not intentionally meant to slight one or the other were read in the most negative light because it was sort of a downward spiral.
The Obama administration has been trying to pull up. On Friday, White House officials had a conference call with reporters to preview Netanyahu's visit. An Israeli journalist asked whether his country's perception of a rift between Israel and the U.S. is accurate. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said absolutely not.
I think that our administration, in partnership with the Israeli government, has taken a number of steps to strengthen and deepen our cooperation.
Malcolm Honlein thinks the new approach is working. He's with the Conference of Presidents of Major Jewish Organizations.
Some of the harsh language or things that were witnessed in the first year have of late been dealt with in a much more sensitive and positive way.
The White House hosted an event for Jewish Heritage Month, and Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has met with rabbis. Several Jewish groups have had foreign policy meetings with top national security officials. Some of these events are due to the work of Robert Wexler. He's a former congressman who recently left office to run the S. Daniel Abraham Center for Middle East Peace.
The degree of light between the Obama administration and the Israeli government has been non-existent.
Do you ever find it hard to convince American Jews of that?
I think there is a narrative that has been portrayed that is different than the one that I have portrayed. Yes, but the facts speak for themselves. And so to the degree that people have concern or angst, please, I would respectfully suggest, review the facts.
To Jeremy Ben-Ami of the liberal group J Street, the tone from the White House is right, but the action is not there yet.
We give the president really high marks on vision, on rhetoric, and on intention. We give him an incomplete on results. We're 18 months into the presidency. It is time for the president to put his foot on the accelerator. If there's going to be a resolution of this conflict before the end of his first term, there has to be progress in the next 6 to 9 months.
The leaders will meet one-on-one in the Oval Office this morning, followed by a lunch with staff in the afternoon. And this time the White House says there will be photographs. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.